This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
306 DGS on KMOX. Fun show so far. Hope you're having a good day. Supposed to be a really, really nice weekend.
I think it's cold next week.
How the hell am I on KMOX when I still say supposed? Supposed to be really nice.
I think a lot of people shorten words like that.
Very St. Louis.
Yeah. I don't know. I've heard that elsewhere.
I mean, if I said, like, it is supposed to be very nice this weekend.
Then you would be, like, 1950s.
Yes. Les douches.
It is supposed.
Razor's Edge?
Yes. Let me grab my document here. So, it's been a week since the election, a little over a week, and it appears that social media is becoming more fragmented than ever. And what I mean by that is people are leaving Twitter in droves. I don't know if you guys have seen these stories, but they're having like hundreds. I think the other day it was like 100,000 people left in one day, or it had to have been more than that. I'm sorry, I don't have the actual stats in front of me, but people are leaving Twitter. They're going to Blue Sky. And the reason they're doing this is because they feel like Elon has changed Twitter to a point where it's a place where they don't want to be anymore, and they want to go to a place where they feel like their political views are more accepted. So you see that, you know, obviously Truth Social exists. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone who isn't a fan of Donald Trump who has a Truth Social account, so people are camping out over there. Mm-hmm. Instagram, it probably has a nice mix of people, but whenever you think of like Blue Sky and Threads as these alternatives to Twitter or X, something that's been around for many, many years, people are just kind of going where they feel most comfortable. And, you know, in some ways, I think that's good that you should be, it's a free market. You should put your account wherever you would like. But at the same time, it makes me worry that if we just are all going to our echo chambers, you could go days, weeks, months without encountering an idea that is opposed to your own. And that doesn't seem super healthy for the country. What do you guys think?
I couldn't agree more, but I'm a hypocrite on this. I believe that Christians should read atheist books. I believe that atheists should read Christian apologetics. I believe that liberals should read a book by Mark Levin and vice versa. And yet I never darken the doorstep of Fox News because I'm triggered by it. And so I'm a giant hypocrite when it comes to that. Mm. But I agree with your premise.
I do, too. And I did just start up on Blue Sky. I don't remember when, like a few days ago, earlier this week, but not for that reason. My complaints about Twitter have nothing to do with the politics of it, because the accounts I follow are not really doing a lot of that, and I do see it when you get shoved over into the For You tab occasionally rather than the Following tab. But I can't take like the ads and the constant BS and also content being pushed as an ad. Yeah. I don't need stuff. I mean, the whole idea of this is I want to get out of it what I want to get out of it, which is stuff that'll help me for the show, help me covering sports, do those things. I don't want to be sold ideas. I don't even want to be sold the crappy products either. But you're taking away all the things that I used to use to block those ads. Now I can't block anything. I can't do anything about some ad for any product or person. Like some of the just verified Twitter users just buy an ad and say, I'm going to tweet my stuff, and now you have to see it because I paid Elon so that you would have to see it. That's what I'm done with. I don't need all that. If I can go somewhere else and get that. Now, I'm not done on Twitter. I mean, I'm obviously on there right now. I'm looking at it today and interacting with people. But at some point, if Blue Sky or whatever builds up to where it's as useful to me as Twitter is now, I'll switch for that reason. I just don't want that stuff. I don't want stuff thrown at me just because someone gave Elon money.
Yeah.
You know, some people are saying that in the past, these social media platforms wielded an influence over the elections and over politics. For example, in 2020, the Hunter Biden laptop story was suppressed on a lot of social media platforms. I think the New York Post had its Twitter account suspended or blocked for a period of time. But now they're making the argument that politics are reshaping these platforms. Now it's more in the people's hands, and they're saying, you know, I totally get what Wheels just said. Those are very valid reasons for not wanting to be on Twitter anymore. But I do see take after take where it's just like, I can't take this on a political level.
Yeah,
personally, I can't be any here anymore. I have to go. And look, I'm not here to tell anyone don't leave, because no one has to be on any of these social media platforms. There's nothing like moral or immoral about choosing to be or not be on any of these platforms. I just find it interesting that now politics is, these platforms had such an influence before. Now that power is kind of being taken from them. The problem kind of got bigger than the platforms, and now the problem is driving the platform. So now you have this perception that, you know, maybe Threads is more of a safe space for Democrats. X is more of a safe space for Republicans. It's just very interesting the way it's all shaking out.
I'm not a big fan of the way that's been framed, because I think that's, but there are also, like, forgetting my annoyance with ads, removing the ability to block other accounts of people that are harassing you is a problem.
What do you mean?
Well, when somebody, if let's say, Dave, I was going to harass you on Twitter and I was going to constantly give you, you could block me. And that would mean in the past that I couldn't even see your tweets. I couldn't even see anything. So then there would be no way for me to follow it. Now, there you can set up dummy accounts. There are ways around it. But it was just a lot of steps for someone that wanted to harass a person. Well, they just eliminated that.
Why would they do that?
They just got rid of the block. Because Elon doesn't want people blocking other people. I mean, like,
I hate this guy.
This is what I'm saying. It's, to me, it's about that. And it's also forgetting pure politics, right? If we're just talking politics and policy and that, but they have re-platformed a lot of horrible people. Where in the past, if you were a neo-Nazi and you were tweeting that stuff, you'd get booted. Well, now you're perfectly welcome. And that's the part that, like, I can understand people being mad. Nobody needs that stuff. Nobody wants that stuff. And by the way, if it's there and I want to block it so I don't see it, that should be at my disposal.
Yes, it should.
And he's taken that away, which is, you know, an add-on to all of this political stuff.
Mm. Yeah, it's just, we live in strange times. I try not to get on the Elon hate train too much, because frankly, I don't pay that much attention to him, and I just don't care. And I would rather roll my eyes and laugh at him. But he did ruin my favorite social media platform, which was Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, Twitter, when it first came out and it was just the 140 characters, I thought it was perfect. And then there were various changes that were made over the years, and I still hold it on. And now it's just like, I don't have fun on that platform anymore. There's so much sponsored content, like Wheels said. There's so much misogynistic content that I witness that really upsets me, and it's just like, why am I wasting my time?
And why can't you block it? Why can't you say, I don't want that on this product?
Right.
Well, they don't want. And again, we can read into his motivations. It could be many things. It could be that's how he wants it to be, or that's what he believes. It could also be as simple as, he is kissing butt of anybody that's willing to give him $7 a month. They want as much exposure as they can get, and if that's what that means, then that's what that means.
Strange times.
Yeah.
Hard to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
320 DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. Rach, you had another thought there?
Yeah, this is unrelated to any of the Twitter stuff. This was something I saw on Reddit. It was basically asking, what do you need to start doing by the age of 30 or so to consider yourself to be a real adult?
Hmm.
Kind of an interesting conversation. So let's see if you guys agree with some of these comments. So things you should know by the time you're 30 or so years old, things you should have mastered. Number one is conflict resolution. So many people haven't figured out that just because they feel hurt doesn't mean that they are wronged. I'm not necessarily targeting you. I just have some constructive criticism, perhaps.
It's a good one at any age. Age appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to ask for the things you want. That is one thing I kind of struggle with that sometimes, like being straightforward and just like, hey, this is what I want, or even knowing what I want,
yeah.
Which is such a weird thing to say that I've made it this far in life, but it's just tough sometimes. Mm-hmm. If that's not like your, something tells me Wheels doesn't really have a problem with that. That's more his personality type.
You don't always get it, but yeah, doesn't hurt to ask.
Let's see.
Worst they can say is no.
Knowing how to purge, clutter, decorate your living space, organize all your stuff, basically create a nice home environment for yourself. You should know how to do that.
Nope.
Andrew goes, nope.
I need help for that one.
Yeah, not a clue on that one.
Basic investing, even a tiny amount to put aside, can be a mighty thing over the decades.
Nope.
This is by 30?
Yeah, by 30. Yeah.
Oh, by 30? Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
It doesn't mean you have to know how to do it right. It just means you have to take the step to do it.
Yeah,
what if
be on the right path?
What if you opened a Robinhood account, lost everything to crypto? What little you have left, you're locked out of the account, and it's tied to an old phone number, so you can't get back in.
Sounds about right.
Is that basic investing? That seems basic.
Mm.
You made a shot at it.
Yeah, you know what? I have the basics down. You're right. I'm doing fine.
Household budgeting. This is something that I struggle with. It's weird. I'm good with money. I don't overspend. I live below my means, but I don't have a formal budget. Like, I've never sat down and gone line by line and been like, okay, this is what I'm going to spend here.
Well, you don't want to be a complete wiener.
That's the thing. I've kind of done that, but then it's like, yeah, but what if I want, like, a little treat? And then that just the whole budget goes out the window.
No, we do that. I don't, because I'm an idiot that would mess it up. But Susan's really good at that, and we have a whole program that you can just... If you're like, you got a vacation fund,
you're lucky
you got
you
an
married
emergency.
Her.
No kidding.
Yeah, she sounds
awesome. In every way you can possibly imagine, yes.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. Kevin she's smart. Like, she likes me. I mean, come on.
Do you have room for another? Can I be a sister wife?
She could go the opposite. Instead of multiple wives, multiple husbands.
Yeah.
Kevin would live in like a treehouse in like someone's backyard.
I'm telling you, dude, loud.
There is no joke. Like if it was a single adult Wheeler, it would be. I would not have a bed. I would just have a mattress on the ground.
And an Xbox.
A sleeping bag and an Xbox.
I'm telling people
chair.
What you want. And them telling you no.
I wouldn't. Have a couch. I would just have gaming chairs set up next to each other. It would be hilarious.
His and hers.
It would just basically be like a giant 15-year-old's room.
The male living condition.
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing that Reddit says you should know by the time you turn 30, you should know how to listen. Everything doesn't have to be about you. You don't always have to have all the answers. Sometimes just listening to someone is all they need. Ain't that the truth?
What was that? Sorry. Yeah, that's a good one.
Ironically, all three of us were zoned out.
I can tell. Okay. The next one. You should know how to do laundry and do it properly.
Yes.
I don't think I do my laundry properly.
I
pretty much throw it all in there.
Well, what's
I've
properly?
Never separated. Yeah. See, but what's whites and colors?
To me, there's only one thing that grades properly in this. If it's clean and doesn't smell bad, then it's done right.
There you go.
You're supposed to separate the colors from the whites and the hot from
the
cold.
Only if you're bleaching stuff. If you're just doing stuff, it doesn't matter.
I never use hot water because I read at some point that it's like bad for the environment and cold works just as well. I'm like, all right, cold forever. That's all I needed. I didn't do any research. I just accepted it at face value.
Just follow the settings on the thing. It just says, here's normal. Beep.
Yeah.
Normal.
Yeah. Big on normal.
Yeah. But no, I think that's a big deal because... I'm judgy of dudes that are like, well, my wife does my laundry. I'm like, really? You're grown. Like, I do my own laundry. I've been doing my laundry since I was in high school. My mom made me and my brother learn how to do it so we could wash our uniforms and do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You have to do it in college when you're on your own. Why wouldn't you just keep doing it?
I don't know.
No argument.
Okay, here's another one. You need to know how to thank others when it's appropriate and how to apologize when appropriate. That one is powerful to me. I don't know why it is so hard sometimes to apologize when you need to, you know? Like, mm-hmm. hey, that was on
me. A lot depends
on
who you're apologizing to. It's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Fights are a two-way street. Apologies are a two-way street. I think that apologies are sacred, and they're so difficult. And I think if you're with a person who will not accept your genuine apology, you need to cut bait right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you need, if you give a true, heartfelt apology, the person needs, it needs to be over, I think. And I have just as hard a time accepting it. Because if I've been wronged, it's so rare that I'm not the offender. So if I've been wronged, I want to milk it for as much as I can get. And then if someone screws me up with like, hey, you know what, Glove? I'm really sorry. This is on me. I'm like, well, fiddly-dee. You know, like I want to keep it going. But I think that's really important. Accepting apologies, I think, are as hard as apologizing.
Okay, devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
If that's true, though, that means that an apology is just a get-out-of-jail-free card. Like, hey, I apologize, so it's over.
Yeah.
Which kind of takes away the purity of the apology if you're just expecting them.
But I think if it's someone who you're close enough to have wronged,
mm-hmm.
you should know whether it's genuine or not. You can tell when it's a B. Like, if someone apologizes constantly, they're probably just trying to get out of stuff.
Yeah, but that was going to say, I would say apologies followed by actions that show a correction.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I screwed this up. I'm sorry. I'll fix it. And then I'm getting better at it. Yeah.
Like what the Blues don't do.
Right. Exactly. Right. The Blues just say, oh, we're sorry.
They
and then they do the same thing over and over again.
Trying to get out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Good analogy.
Thank you.
Let's do one more. You need to be good at saying no. So you get good at saying yes in your 20s. It opens doors. It teaches you how to get outside your comfort zone. But by 30, you need to be ruthless with your time and get good at saying no thoughtfully, politely, and firmly.
Still learning at 60.
I like saying it this way. Nope.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Only Dave Murray could improve on 38 special.
Why was my mic open? Is this better for you?
So, there's this new thing with the new board where we have to keep the your connection on but potted down.
Well,
but then I was like, oh, I'll just pot it up.
Could have been like, worse.
That was my favorite thing of the day.
That was
kind of
cool.
Final note.
It was on beat anyway.
It was perfect. Oh, that's awesome. That's Dave Murray. That's very funny. So top 10 weekend this weekend, Dave?
It looks really good. You know, considering we're now in the middle of November, above average temperatures, fair amount of sunshine Saturday, 62, kind of a changeable sky, mix of clouds and sunshine on Sunday. Bit of an increase in clouds going through Sunday afternoon, but we're looking at 67. Monday into Monday night still looks quite wet. Periods of rain, could be some thunderstorms, and we mentioned yesterday we're a little concerned about some strong, possibly severe weather, so we'll keep an eye on that. Best timing for that would be late Monday into Monday evening. And then Tuesday is kind of a transition day. I think it's a dry day, but we're going to start the cool down. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week look quite chilly. High temperatures in the 40s and nighttime lows will be right around the freezing point.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, very nice. Headlines, Rich?
It would be very cool.
Very cool.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, thought this was a pretty cool story. The moon once had erupting volcanoes. Did you guys see this?
No.
So China's Change 6 lunar module has made quite the discovery on the far side of the moon. Lunar soil analysis confirms that the moon's surface once had erupting volcanoes. The samples suggest a billion years of volcanic activity that happened roughly 3 to 4 billion years ago.
Huh. You know, it's interesting.
You know what tonight is?
Oh, it's
the lava moon.
It's the full beaver moon.
The lava moon.
Did you guys ever hear the TV show For All Mankind?
Oh yeah, I watched
it. Yeah, it's like an alternate future where like Russia wins the space race, but then it just leads to. They talked about and showed lava tubes when they were on the moon.
Huh.
Nice.
There you go.
Yep.
They predicted
proof.
It.
Look at that.
It's like when The Simpsons makes a prediction, and it's like, how did they know that?
Do you see that all the UAP guys are saying that the UFOs are coming from the ocean?
Seen a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of that they're connected.
Yes.
And that, you know, you think about it, like the Tic Tac sighting, the ones that that are documented sightings of something by the military.
Yeah.
Over water.
Yeah.
They're always, or at least. They don't all, because I guess sometimes they show up over like nuclear sites and things. But the ones that we have, like the infrared videos of, the reports, those are all they're all Navy sightings, Navy pilots, Navy ships. Things
and we've
like that.
Had going back to the 80s, you know, because we have all these fancy sensors out in the middle of the ocean in case, you know, we can pick up Russian subs and whatnot or tsunamis. And they're clocking things going by at like 500 knots. Within like feet of these things.
Yeah.
Haven't there been some reports of these things being visible and then all of a sudden just diving into the ocean?
Yeah.
That's being,
one,
and gone.
One of them from the DOD shows that.
Yeah. And it's the I'm fascinated by it because I obviously if you were on Earth and trying to be undetected, where would you go?
Hell yeah.
You would go under the water because we don't live under the water. We're not. What have we explored? 10% of the ocean? Mm-hmm. Something crazy like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And if they're ever going to get sideways, the way we're screwing up the ocean, you know, they might come out and have a serious talk with us soon. So
yeah. And the other theory is that maybe they're not, quote unquote, aliens. Yeah, they just live there.
Ooh.
What if it's Atlantis?
Atlantis. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on with headlines.
Look at us.
Two people were hospitalized after some school science experiments at a Connecticut high school. Authorities say the experiment involved the use of nitric acid and copper pennies in a closed-loop system designed to produce nitrogen dioxide, but a malfunction in the setup caused a tube to break, releasing gas into the air. A teacher and one student were hospitalized for dizziness and irritation of the eyes and throat, and 14 other students were evaluated at the scene.
Damn.
Scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's why I never took science.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't need to know about all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't need that kind of smoke.
Better off without all that.
The United States Postal Service loses nearly $10 billion in 2024. The fiscal year ended September 30th. There was a loss of $6.5 billion a year earlier. The Postal Service blamed the wider loss on billions spent on non-cash contributions to worker compensation.
Don't you feel like if they were losing money on this show, we'd be gone the next week?
Instantly. Next day.
How did these places just keep going?
Well, in this case, I'm sure their argument is that it's an invaluable service to the country and that sometimes you just have to pay for things. Mm. I mean, we think about a lot of the things that we pay for. They're not profitable, right? I mean, like a lot of things that tax dollars go for, I thought the postal service was self-sufficient. It is. Like, it's separate. It's not a government agency, but they get government money because that service is considered valuable. Now, I think what's interesting is the question is, as we move forward, is it as valuable when a lot of things are done electronically and all of that?
Yeah, like if we were supporting the telegram service, you know, at some point you go, like, there were five telegrams last year, so I think we're fine.
But still, when it comes to things like sending out checks to people or doing things that... You know, that a lot of businesses require, a lot of government agencies require.
I recently had a handyman company do some work around the house, and it came time to pay him. And I'm like, okay, I got lots of credit cards. And they're like, nope, only take checks. I'm like, I don't have any checks.
Interesting.
Cash only.
Yeah.
Come see me, Dave. I got them.
I know you do.
He's got them ready at the grocery store.
Ready to go.
A study finds that people prefer AI poems over Shakespeare. This is a recent study from Scientific Reports. They had people compare AI-generated poems to real ones by writers like Shakespeare, Emily Dickinson, T.S. Eliot, rating them in categories like beauty, emotion, rhythm, and originality. Overall, people tended to rate the AI poems higher than the real ones.
Wow. I wonder why that is.
We're stuck with it.
I don't know, but like accessible.
Average people also rate a lot of mediocre things better. Like for me, I know nothing about art. I could sit there and say, well, that art made by some no-name is just as good as a Rembrandt to me. I don't know anything. Doesn't mean I'm right.
AI isn't actually creative. It's a machine learning that draws from what's fed into it, right? So my best guess is that the machine learning is tapped into a lot of poetry that would come from like more modern sources. So a modern person looks at that poetry and goes like, yeah, this is more what I like versus, you know, prithee whatever that Shakespeare was putting out, you know, 400 years ago.
Yeah.
That's my best guess.
I think you have a good point.
But can it do limericks?
Can it do haiku?
Can it do haiku?
Yeah, I bet it can.
Can it say prithee?
Final story here. Your 97th Oscars host is a first-timer. Conan O'Brien has nabbed the hosting gig for the 2025 Academy Awards. I got to say, for the first time in years and years, I'm a little excited to watch the Oscars because I love Conan. Mm-hmm. I think he'll do a great job.
I can't believe he's never hosted.
I know. It seems crazy.
They've had so many lame people do it over and over again.
It's true.
I don't. I'm sure I'll watch the Oscars. I'm not an Oscar hater, but I see so few first run films anymore that I just don't feel. Yeah. I mean, that used to be what we did. You know, like when I was younger, you'd look in the Alton Telegraph, what's playing at the Alton Cinema. You go see it. You see everything. And these days, maybe I've seen one or two.
I couldn't tell you. Okay, maybe like The Substance. I didn't see it, but maybe that'll be nominated for an Oscar. I don't even know what films are being nominated for Oscars this year. I'm very disconnected from the whole thing.
I'm not sure how it works, but you know, as SAG-AFTRA members, you'll get screeners and access to stream.
Yeah. I didn't get a single one last year. It was weird. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a lot more of them via the streaming service than actual hard copies. But yeah, that's a little bonus for
us. Everyone in my family was so excited about that.
That right there is why we don't get all of the holidays off.
I'll take the holidays.
I'll take the holidays. Thank you, Dave. Have a good weekend.
Have a great week. You too.
Really adds.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think
really works.
You should make a call, and we should reissue that song.
I know the
new
lead
intro. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Make the call. We can reissue that with the new intro.
Hey, Jeff.
Remix.
It's like when Taylor Swift redid all her stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dave's version.
Dave's version.
You want some fun facts?
Yeah.
Today's National Drummer Day.
Oh.
Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Scientists have pinpointed the exact nerve cells that make a wet dog decide to shake when it wants to dry off. Mice do it too. So they stimulated the nerves with light and they started shaking even when they weren't wet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do we need to do studies like this?
I guess we're just going to let cancer solve itself. So.
Yeah, I was watching something the other day, and they were talking about all the different things that get studied, and some of them were truly, truly ridiculous, like things the government pays for.
Yeah. And I guess you never know when one of these things will be like, and it unlocked cancer.
Well, that's the thing. So somebody was joking. I forget what exactly it was, but some weird study led to Ozempic.
Right.
And it was the study of something seemingly ridiculous that we would have said,
blood pressure,
why would you?
Led to Viagra.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, so Botox, it was originally for migraine headaches, and then it was like, oh, wait.
These people look fabulous.
Yeah.
Batman's obsession with bats is due to a psychological response to fear and anxiety called a counterphobic attitude. It involves a person actively seeking out the sources of things that frighten them in hopes of overcoming their fears and becoming stronger, but can lead to an addiction.
Oh.
So, like, someone who lives with 50 snakes may be terrified of snakes, and it's their way of just leaning into
getting it. Past it.
Mm-hmm. Pineapples were such a major status symbol in Europe in the 1700s, you could rent one to take to a party. Buying one would cost the equivalent of $8,000 in today's money.
Wow.
For what?
What's pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple. It was almost impossible to get.
Because they just were, like, exotic?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were from another part of the planet, literally.
And they were all swingers back then.
Man, I want a pineapple. Yum.
Now we're putting them on pizza.
Oh, they're so good.
The time machine in Back to the Future was not originally a DeLorean. It was a refrigerator. But can you guess why they changed it to a car?
So people wouldn't lock themselves in fridges.
What's that?
So people wouldn't lock themselves in fridges?
Yes, they're afraid that kids would lock themselves inside refrigerators.
You can lock yourself inside a fridge?
Oh, yeah. The old ones would latch.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. We find kids all the time.
It is how Indiana Jones survived a nuclear explosion in one of his movies.
Really?
Yeah, which obviously would not have worked.
In Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Ends up in
that one.
Like,
that one.
Nuclear test town and has to get in a fridge to survive.
You know what's funny is that
because they're lead-lined, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, see, the funny thing is that I don't even mind the weird storyline there. I just can't stand that Shia LaBeouf in there.
Yeah.
He's annoying.
Karl Marx's last words were, quote, "Last words are for fools who haven't said enough."
Idiot. Couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
What a loser.
Yeah, my last words are going to be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Andrew, have you heard the new Mudang theme song?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, Google it.
There's like, okay.
It goes like this. Mudang, Mudang, boing, boing.
Okay.
Mudang,
aren't there like,
Mudang,
like
boing,
four,
boing.
Four different languages?
It. Yes. Yeah, yes, yeah. They've done them in four different languages.
You know, Mudang is kind of passe, though.
Well, there's a new kid on the block.
Yeah, there's a couple new kids on the block. And everybody's trying to be Mudang, right? And I think people have just kind of... Because apparently when you go see Mudang, Mudang's not always, you know, being all crazy and goofy. A lot of times Mudang's just, like, sleeping because it's a hippo. So it's like, you know, people are like, I went to see Mudang and it sucked.
I thought he was going to tap dance.
I thought he was going to dance around and do some cute stuff. And instead, just took a nap.
Company has created an AI grandmother bot just to talk to phone scammers and waste their time. It's specifically designed. Its name is Daisy. And if the scammers ask for personal details, she fakes them and keeps them talking.
That's awesome.
That's the best.
Pretty
That's
great.
Really cool. Scamming the scammers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.